different Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day. And because of the passing of Jack Klugman this week, it seemed appropriate for us to go back into the Good Day archives. Actually, this is a conversation that I had with Mr. Klugman in November of 2005. When I think back, my God, I didn't think it was 7 years ago. He'd been on the program a couple of times. And during this conversation, we talked obviously about his television shows and episodes of The Twilight Zone. He was in the movie 12 Angry Men. He published a book called Tony and Me, his friendship with Tony Randall, his battling cancer, his life, and his aging. So that's what we have for you. Back to November of 2005 and a conversation with the late Jack Klugman. So what about the early days? What do you remember? I want to ask you different questions because everybody's going to ask you the same stuff, more or less. I want to know about that first moment. When the two of you got together, there was a twinkling. There had to have been. Was it? Was there a joke? Was there a little fear of knowing one another? Both of you very established. What kind of deal did you have at the beginning?
Well, the first time we worked together was in 1954. We did a real clinker called Appointment with Adventure. And we didn't know it was that much of a stinker until we finished. And then we went out and we had a drink. And we kidded ourselves for the whole week because it was live. And then he said to me, boy, that was a lousy show we just did. And I said, yes, it was. And that was the start of our friendship. But I didn't see it for about 16 years after that.
Really?
Then we did The Odd Couple. Well, that's where it was in the business. You know, I was working at a place. I would go to Canada and California. He would go places. He was on the road doing a show with Catherine Cornell. So then we did The Odd Couple. We greeted each other with a real embrace. But when he finished reading, as in the book, he said, everybody liked what we read. Except he said, well, it was good, except when Jack yelled at me. You're not going to yell, are you? I said, well, I might. I don't know. That's what rehearsal is for. To find out, I might yell louder. No, no. He said, you mustn't yell. I said, hey, listen, I can't work with you then. I said to Gary Marshall, listen, that doesn't cost anybody any money. I'll give you the phone, the airplane fare back, but I can't work with this guy. Don't say why. I said, because I would not know what's going to tell you how to act. Well, you're telling me how to act. He said, well, I'm just trying to help. Fine. So I thought it was over. Then about 3 weeks later, we had about three shows in the can. He finally burst. Why can't I tell you what to do if something is wrong? I said, now you can tell me anything you want. Because now it's a suggestion, not an order. And that's the only altercation we had except for smoking. We were in a limo about 3 weeks later. And doing it in New York. And I was smoking. He said, you mustn't smoke. I said, but I do smoke. You can't smoke in front of me. I said, Tony, I want to smoke when I want to. He said, hey, he got out of the car. He said, little boy, he said, I cannot work with this man. He said, the guy, he smokes. And I got out of the other end of the car. He said, I can't work with him. He won't let me smoke. And Gary said, it's very easy. We'll get two limos. And that's the way he settled it.
That was the end of that.
We loved working with each other. Mm-hmm. I learned more from him. He learned from me. We loved the theater. And we had so much in common. And we built a good relationship. And we were good friends. But when somebody gets sick, the relationship either moves up a notch or it falls down. And it didn't. This moved up a notch. Because he was the first one to visit me in the hospital.
Let's talk about that for a second. Because obviously, listening to you, the throat cancer, and the last time you were here, it sounded about the same as it does now, frankly.
Yeah.
And I,
except hey, it gets stronger as the more I talk.
It does. All right. So then you're able. Have you been doing? I want to talk about you for just a second here.
Sure.
Have you been doing? People want to know. They sort of see you, and you've done those commercials, and you just mentioned the fact that you smoked, and I bet you that Tony was on your case. That was something. Unfortunately, you should have probably listened to him, and you thought that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Under the circumstances, though, when you realized that you had the malady and you had to go have the operation, then where did Tony Randall come in after the operation?
Well, that's where he came to the hospital, and I was so upset. I lost my voice. It was worse than they thought. And I had no sound at all. I said, I lost my voice. And he said, let's face it, Jack, you never did sound like Richard Burton anyway. But then he said, if and when you're ready to come back to acting, we'll try to find a venue for you. I thought you're able to find a venue for an actor without a voice. And I became a recluse. See, I never let anybody inside my life. I was a depression baby. If I wanted a bike, I sold subscriptions to Collier's and the Saturday Evening Post. That's the way I lived. So, but now I was vulnerable. Now I was needy. So he called me about 3 years later. I had a little voice that I had found with a teacher. And he said, if we could do one performance of The Odd Couple on stage, I could raise $1 million for my theater. Well, the thought of going back to acting, especially on the stage, was out of the question. I said, hey, what are you smoking? I can't even talk to you on the phone. So I told my teacher that. He said, tell him in 6 months you can do it. And they said, all the book. And I said, okay. So I called to him. I said, my teacher said in 6 months I could do it. And I went on that stage. 6 months later, I couldn't. I had a little voice that told me they won't hear me. He said, I promise you they'll hear you. They love you. I will mic you. They will hear you. I promise you. And every promise he ever made to me, he kept. And every time, he treated my vulnerability with kid gloves. So I began to trust people. And now I've got a relationship with my kids that is sensational. And we're able to talk. We talk for hours and hours. My youngest marketed this book. We've had no arguments. I never had one argument with Tony after that first day. And we just made it. And I owed him so much. I thought we had bonded. Because when he was sick, I would visit him in the hospital almost every day. But when he left, when he died, I realized I hadn't told him how much he meant to me and my family because I didn't know it. I didn't know it until he left. That's why I say, if you got a friend, and it's, everybody's got a dear friend that they could trust, that they could tell secrets, don't take it for granted. I appreciate it. That's what the book is for.
You hear that so often. This is testament to that. Jack Klugman, who is best known as Oscar Madison in The Odd Couple, and also Quincy, the medical examiner, the whole idea of, you know, what we miss, we get ourselves involved in life, and you do things that, you know, under the circumstances, you use excuses. You know, I just too busy to do this or too busy to do that. And then when we have regrets, and life is horrible if you have regrets. You
know? Oh, yeah. But I think that this book is a tribute to him, really, and the friendship. And I think that he would have liked it. And I can't find closure with him because I keep waiting for him to call. And every time I see that DVD that comes with the book, it's so funny and he's so full of vitality that I can't accept that he's gone. I just can't accept it. I laugh as though he's there doing it with me. You know, when I watch it, it's just, he's so wonderful. You know, he was a star, but he wasn't appreciated as an actor. They didn't know how good he really was.
Well, I think that what you saw him so much on The Tonight Show, for example, and he'd do that quirky stuff that he was so well, and Johnny liked to have fun with him. Tony and Me is a story of friendship. It's published by, and that's when I saw that, and I thought, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this. And then you just said your son was helping you market.
He's marketing it, but we published it. Because I don't want anybody to tell me, you can't do this, you can't put that in. You got to make it a kiss-and-tell book. It's not a kiss-and-tell book. It's a book about friendship. It's a book that I wanted to, the story I wanted to tell about Tony. And that's what I did. And I don't care. I mean, I don't care what happens. We're trying to sell as many as we can because I want people to know how good he was, what a wonderful guy he was. And that's it. I finished the book. I gave it to him. I said, you market it. You do what you want with it.
One of the things that will help sell this, I think, the people who watched you and followed the show loved that show. So you've got some never-before-seen outtakes in the DVD that comes with the book.
Right.
And that's got to be something that will intrigue people in addition to the story.
Well, if they see it, I shot it last night. I went to a Chamber of Commerce here in Portland, Oregon, where I am with my kid. And we showed these outtakes, they were about 8 to 10 minutes. You should have heard them laughing. They screamed.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to start the evening. They screamed at it. They thought Tony was so funny. And it got them in the right mood for me to talk about Tony and me. But it's a funny, funny piece, and you won't see it anyplace else.
Do you get tired? How does your voice now? You've been talking to me for 10, 12 minutes. How tired does your voice, how is the apparatus working now?
It works beautifully. I do a 2 hour, 1 minute. I do a one man show. I do it for 2 hours, and I never miss a performance.
Really?
I just did a play for 8 weeks. I did it in New York. Never miss a performance. It gets strong I just caught a cold recently, so it got a little weak. But it's very strong. It's not pretty, but it's strong.
So, and how old are you now, Jack?
How old am I?
Yeah.
83 and a half. And when you get to be my age, that half is very important.
And how is your health? How are you?
I really am. You know what George Burns said? Oh, to be 80 again.
Mm-hmm.
I used to laugh when he said that, but it's true.
Yeah. Well,
I really am in good shape. I have good genes, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you... I've seen pictures of you recently. You look unmistakably like you always have looked. It isn't like you look like some people who go through what you've gone through. It changes really physically their entire makeup. And so in this circumstance where you've been able to really overcome this as well.
You know, it's so amazing. I can watch Club Angry Men, and that's me. And I watch me now, and I'm the old man, and that's me. I'm all these people. I don't think of myself as young or old. I just think of myself as an actor, a father. It's amazing. I mean, I began to think, you're not that young man. That young girl is not interested in you. You're too old. But I'm that young. When I did Denial, it's hard to explain. But that's how I feel. I feel I'm all those people combined.
If you are,
and I'm Dr. Quincy, and I'm the old man that I do now.
Yeah, I think what I just was strain of, if you are among the very young at heart, came through my mind as you were.
Thank you.
That.
I'm glad. I do feel young at heart. I really do it. And I'm having a great Thanksgiving with my kid tomorrow. I mean, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
I really am blessed. Since I was 23 years old, that's 60 years, 60 and a half years. I've had a wonderful life, growing, learning, performing. I did the last 19 cities, I did a 19-city tour. I had nothing but love fest. The people and I, you know, you do a show, and you get an audience, you go for an audience, you go for Nielsen, but you don't know who they are. Now I go out on tour, and people are saying to me, I grew up with you. I sat on the couch with my mother or my father, and both said, we listened to you and we laughed at you. And suddenly these Nielsen ratings have faces and identities and names. And it's been invigorating. It's so wonderful to be able to know the audience that I've been trying to reach. But you work in a little studio. You don't know these people out there. You just know them as a number. It's been a very good time for me. My kid is amazed. He said, you made a 19-city tour. So I had a wonderful time doing it.
Three-time Emmy winner Jack Klugman here. The story of his relationship with Tony Randall is called Tony and Me, a story of friendship. Jack, thank you very much for telling us this story. Best of luck with the book. Jack Klugman here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There you go.
Bum, 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 bum.
Let's do the robot.
Bum, 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 bum.
So we have about 23, almost 24 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Friday, last Friday of 2012. December the 28th is upon us. Winter storm dumping a lot of snow and rain on the Northeast. I'm flying back in a couple of hours to the East Coast. And by the time I get there, it'll be poof, like magic, gone. But looking at the towns where we are in Pennsylvania, some of the towns where our program is heard in Western New York, Jennifer, all of you waking up to a thick coating of snow and some ice. Let's see here. Cottersport, Pennsylvania, Walworth, New York, each got about 15 inches of snow.
Wow.
And there's about a foot on the ground in Smith Crossroads, West Virginia. Frostburg, Maryland, let's see, Woodford, Vermont, Port Huron, Michigan, all places where the Doug Steffen Good Day program can be heard. 2 feet expected in some areas after the sun comes up there. There was rain as you get closer to the coast on the farm yesterday. I was being told there was a lot of rain, some flooding from New Jersey all the way up across New York. You saw some of those pictures on the nightly news last night.
Did the cows stay in the barn on a rainy day, or do they head outside?
The cows have shelter. They will take the shelter. They have beds.
But you let them decide if they want to be outside.
Right. They're smart enough to get out from under, and they eat that way. Staying in the barn isn't as good for them because when they're outside in the feedlot, they can walk around. They're much better there. 850 flights canceled yesterday. By today, looks like there may be a total of almost 2,000, and there were 5,000 flights delayed yesterday. That's pretty much every flight. There are about 5,400 flights a day in America.
Boy, that's something to look forward to today.
Yeah, right. I'm going to the airport in a couple of hours. That'll be well. But it's all clear. It's amazing what a few hours will do, and how they can reset. Airports around the country and the airlines that finish the day, the plane, let's say, gets finished at in the late evening, they need 4 hours to clean things up and reset the clocks, and then they're fine. That's about what it takes to reset all of that. But if the problem persists into more than 24 hours, then they're jammed in a second day, and it then sometimes takes them 3 or 4 days to dig out of it, that is, to get everybody where they want to go. So if you are moving around today and over the weekend, you'll have probably little to worry about today, but tomorrow another storm sort of floating across the Midwest. Not really a wild, crazy storm, but one that can leave 4 or 5 inches of snow here and there.
A wild and crazy storm!
but that's enough to kind of screw things up. Yes.
No, you're right. You made me think of Saturday Night Live when you said that.
Exactly. Announcement was made yesterday that several medical examiners are going to university hospitals to get DNA studies of Adam Lanza. Mm-hmm. Geneticists are being asked to study the DNA of this young fellow, which will be the first of its kind ever.
I think it's a good idea, actually.
I do, too. I think it's a good idea.
I mean, we might as well see if it is something genetically hardwired in people.
And his father didn't object, and his mother's not around to object because he dispatched her along with those others. So they're looking for abnormalities or mutations in his DNA. Let's see here. I'm looking at some of the comments from the University of Connecticut geneticists who have been asked to come in and conduct this study. Looks like they have basically going to try to find out if these mutations or abnormalities can explain the motives for his doing this. What was going on? That'll be pretty amazing, actually.
I think so, too.
You get right down to it, won't it? They figure that out.
And what happens if they do figure it out? Then what?
What do you do with the information?
For people? Exactly.
Yeah, right. What do you do with that information? 28 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the recap of the news from Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen's perspective here on Good Day.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has 7 moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Chaps, take it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la. La
Chapstick, apply happy.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. From back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
The hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is making his way towards the airport. He might be calling in a little bit later, but until then, we talk to our friend Chef Louis DeAngelis. Jennifer, Roberta, and I do every Friday morning so that we can chit chat about some things for dinner, some ideas for dinner. And I will tell you, Louis, it saved me this past weekend.
Really? What did you make?
I made the shrimp scampi.
Ooh. Everybody loves shrimp scampi.
It's so easy.
I don't get it.
It's so easy.
It is so easy.
But if you go to DougSteffen.com and scroll down and click on Louis' picture, you'll see the recipe for the shrimp scampi. But I had to ask you one thing. It turned out great. So why do you bake in the oven instead of saute the scampi?
You can do it both ways, but if you put it in the oven, it's just easier.
You're not
constantly stirring and making sure you don't burn it. You know, most people have a habit, Richie, when they put it in a skillet, you know, they turn the heat up.
Cook it too long, yeah.
That just seems to be a problem with anything that we make. So if you bake it, it's going to do it by itself and you're not going to burn it.
Yeah, it's easy to overcook shrimp, that's for sure.
Oh, and garlic, too. You end up with these little black bits everywhere and so bitter instead of cooking the garlic. I put my garlic on after it's done, though.
Oh, why's that?
Well, even with pizza, you know, anything I make with garlic, if I saute vegetables, I wait until the heat is off, and then I throw my fresh, chopped garlic
on. I do that occasionally, depending on what I'm making. It just keeps it fresher, kind of. It just gives you that fresher taste, if you really want to taste the garlic.
But I will tell you,
coming off of what you just sauteed or cooked, you know, is enough to open up the garlic to give it all that real fresh flavor.
To me, it doesn't. You don't get the full flavor of the garlic infused in the food. Then
just not using enough.
So, living with the Latina wife, the way they make their rice, and there's always rice on the table at our house, which is a bad thing for me because it tastes so good. They put the pan out and they put some olive oil in, and then saute the garlic and the spring onions. And then they pour the dry rice in, then they pour the water in and bring it up to a slow boil. And what this does is it really infuses the rice with that olive oil, garlicky flavor. And it is so good. Oh, and they put red peppers in. They saute red peppers, too. Just a couple.
Mm. Well, what she's actually doing is opening up the husks of the rice by toasting it first. It gives it a different flavor.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's kind of vulnerable to anything that you're going to put in there, and it's going to soak up that flavor right away.
Yeah, and so, I mean, that has pretty much trained me to, and with garlic, yeah, you do have to do it at a lower heat because it will burn very quickly.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just, I feel like the flavor is all within the food then.
Well, it reminds me of people that take a steak, for example, and cover it with salt and pepper and garlic before they barbecue it, before they put it on the grill.
Yeah, because it just burns up.
Yeah, and you look at it and it's like, oh, who eats this? You know, but if you put it on afterwards, it just, the heat itself will cook that garlic just enough to make it so it's really, really strong for you. I happen to like a good, strong, fresh garlic flavor in my food.
Hey, can I brag to you a little bit, Louie? Just, this is off topic of garlic for a minute. But for Christmas Eve, I went back to my roots and I made dumplings like my Czech grandmother. And they were awesome. They took forever because I had to use yeast, and so you had to let the yeast bubble for an hour.
Ooh,
you had to let the stuff rise for an hour. I mean, it was like a very tedious process, but they were awesome. Louie, you would have been so proud.
Did you cook them in the gravy?
Well, actually, I made dumplings, and then we had duck and sauerkraut, but I actually made stroganoff to go with the dumplings because I like to put gravy on dumplings.
So the low-calorie Christmas dinner you got.
Absolutely,
remember.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But wasn't that isn't that fun, though?
I mean, thinking of that for breakfast. Are you kidding me?
Well, it was kind of cool because we don't do any traditional Czech cooking anymore ever since my grandma passed away. It's been gone. And so this year I was messing around. We had a family dinner and I made dumplings and everybody went crazy for them. And so now it seems like Christmas Eve, it might be maybe our new tradition is we do this traditional Czech dinner. It was a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Well, it's great. You know,
even though it took 3 hours.
It's when we go back to our roots. That's the time, and we should continue that.
You think?
Yes. What do you mean? Do you think?
You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about our dinner.
Roberta does it. Roberta does a traditional Italian thing.
Well, yeah, for Italian, you know, we do the baccalà on Christmas Eve, the baccalà with the tomato sauce and the prunes, which is on top
and
of
the green olives.
No, we don't put olives in it.
You put prunes instead of olives?
Yeah, we put prunes instead of olives. Yeah. The red sauce and the prunes.
And it just sounds disgusting.
It sounds disgusting, but it is so awesome. And we soak the baccalà for 3 or 4 days just under running water, and that totally gets all the salt out of it. And then we also make it with olive oil, parsley, and fresh garlic as an appetizer dish, which is just awesome. And then
you know what you can do with that?
Yeah?
You can make it Portuguese style.
Which is?
Bacalhau. Where they layer it in a pan, sliced potatoes, then a layer of the salt cod,
ooh,
a layer of the green olives, another layer of potatoes, and they do it like 3 times, and it's almost like a bacalao lasagna.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Do you flake the bacalao when you make that, or do you put it like a whole piece?
Flake it up. You know, after you soaked it and rinsed it, like, for 3 days, like you said, I mean, then you could just flake it, and it's just so good.
So, how about for New Year's, Louie? I mean, Year's, I remember my mom used to make cabbage and, what was it?
Black-eyed peas are big, because they're
black-eyed
good.
Black-eyed peas.
Oh, lentils.
My grandmother.
Italy. Lentils.
Yeah.
Because lentils resemble coins, and it's supposed to indicate prosperity for the new year if you eat lentils on New
Year's
Eve.
My grandmother used to, again, Czech grandmother, and this I won't go there, she used to eat creamed herring. Every day, every time it was midnight on New Year's, oh gosh, that creamed herring would come out. Yucky.
I love it with onions.
We do the thing where at least my wife and my mother-in-law do, where they walk around the block at midnight and eat 12 grapes.
So funny.
12 grapes?
And I'm like, it's supposed to bring you luck, and then the walking is supposed to mean that you'll travel a lot. I don't know, man.
It's funny. There's so many traditions because of our cultural or ethnic backgrounds. And the more that people are here in America, the farther away from their first generations that they get, the more Italians marry somebody that's not Italian, et cetera, et cetera. These traditions get lost.
It's so funny because, you know, my wife is, you know, grew up in Colombia, and in Colombia they do Christmas a little bit differently. The baby Jesus brings the presents on the eve of Christmas. And so the whole Christmas morning thing, you know, they're not used to it. And she just... She's always kind of lost when it comes to the Santa Claus and how does this work and how does that work and the whole thing. It's really funny to watch. So when it comes to, you know, eating, of course, you never walk into anybody's house in Colombia and they're not pushing food down your face. And it's, you know, and they aren't really a zesty. It's not what you think of as your typical South American fare. Yeah, it's not spicy. It's not hot. But it's from the North Coast, lots of seafoods, lots of really colorful fruits and everything. And so that's what we end up having around the house. And it's interesting to watch their eating habits, especially around the holidays. And you know, one of the interesting things that they do is, you know, here in America, we're the only country, you know, you go to Europe and South America, they don't have big dinners. They have a big lunch with a 2-hour nap afterwards.
Right. They're smart.
Right. And then a small,
way to go,
petite dinner. And one of the things that they do that's just always kind of freaked me out is for breakfast, they'll just have some bread and chocolate and coffee.
Right.
Bread and chocolate,
in Italy, you
huh?
have, you know, they'll have like a sweet bread, a sweet roll,
yeah,
cup of coffee, and that's it. But they know that they're going to have what's called I pranzo, which is a big dinner at 1 or 2 o'clock.
Right. And then they all take a 2-hour nap. The whole city, when you go to Santa Marta, Colombia, you can't get anything done between noon and 2. It's shut down.
Yeah.
And then they all come back to work till like 7. And then they go home and have a light dinner.
Why don't we do that? That is a great schedule, isn't it?
Oh, it's fabulous.
Well,
it really is.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because in Santa Marta, Colombia, or Rotodero, you can get home in 5 minutes, 10 minutes tops. And back to work in 5 to 10 minutes.
Right.
I cannot do that. It would be absolutely irrational for me to drive home for lunch here.
You could get a thing in your office. You could get a couch. You guys could have a nap room over at Radio America.
I actually thought about that when we designed this floor plan, but then you start making studios bigger and offices bigger, and the next thing you know, nap room.
And you know
gone.
What happens? Then the overnight guys are like, oh, I don't really, I could just go lay down for a few minutes.
Yeah. I know. All right, so Louie's here to discuss some holiday cake recipes.
Cake.
What's the cake, Louis?
Oh, it's a ring cake. And as I said before, with all the different ethnic traditions, you know, there's one that symbolizes all of them, and that's the circle. You know, the circle never unbroken, and that's the years ad continuum. And that would be the circle. So a nice circle cake, but I'm going to make it a little different this time.
First off, that's a flawed theory. You put a cake in the shape of a circle in front of me,
oh,
it's going to get broken. Trust me.
There's a couple months taken out of it right away.
Yes, exactly.
But at least to show it at first when you bring it to the table.
Right.
You know, you have this beautiful circle. But instead of making it like your typical coffee cake, like a streusel cake, Roberta's going to love this. Jennifer, you'll probably enjoy this too.
All right, I'll tell
Make
you
this into like a cannoli cake.
Okay, so coming up, Louie's going to tell us his recipe and how to make our circle holiday cake, not like a streusel. I know you've always been waiting for that, not like a streusel, but it's good stuff. And you can catch all of his recipes in the Better Living Box or at goodday.com, goodayshow.com, dougsteffen.com, under Louie's picture, and we'll do that straight ahead here on Good Day. It's 45 past the hour.
Because Susan switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to GEICO, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 33.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Hi, I'm Mark Morial with the National Urban League, here to tell you about the Independent Foreclosure Review. This free program is monitored by federal bank regulators. It provides eligible homeowners with the opportunity to have their mortgage files reviewed by a neutral party to see if errors occurred during the foreclosure process. If an error is found, homeowners may be eligible for compensation or other remedy. To learn more about this and other programs available to assist homeowners, give the Homeownership Preservation Foundation a call at 1-855-778-0855.
It's 48 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Louis DeAngelis going to tell us how to make a, what kind of cake is this?
A ring cake.
A ring cake, but no, it's not like a streusel. It's more like a...
More like a cannoli cake.
A cannoli cake.
Wow. All right, let's hear it. We're in.
Well, you know, the difference, too, is it's not like a shortbread cake where that crumbles a lot. You make this from bread dough, so it's a long-stranded bread.
Ah, okay. All right.
And you take your bread dough and roll it out.
It's almost like a pretzel.
No, it's going to be rolled out flat, and you're going to take ricotta cheese and mix it with some powdered sugar.
Oh.
And the best part is you can use anything you like. You can use dried fruits. My wife came up with a great idea with this. She said, why don't you grate some orange and lemon peel into it?
Oh, yes, yum. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And you just smooth it all over this flat of dough and roll it up like a jelly roll, and then you twist it around so you make a circle. You know, press the seams together real good. You put it in like a 9-inch pan, a round cake pan, and let it raise for about an hour, so it almost doubles in size, and you bake it. Now, when it comes out, what you do is you take confectioner's sugar and milk with a little lemon flavor, something to continue that cannoli filling with it, and drizzle that icing across the top. And I prefer, when I bake anything like this, to put some slits in it to let the steam out so it doesn't burst open. And if you really want to get creative, put 12 little slits in it to make for the 12 months of the year.
Oh, that's cute.
And when you bite into this, I mean, it's like eating a cannoli sandwich almost.
Oh, look at this recipe.
Intensive about cannoli. And I like it with ricotta cheese. I don't know about you. Roberta, do you make yours with mascarpone or ricotta?
You know, I mix the two together, to be honest. Yes. I get really decadent. I mix them together. I'm going to make this. This sounds absolutely awesome. But I'm going to make it gluten-free.
All right. So if you want to make it, you can just go to DougStephan.com or GoodDayShow.com. Click on Louie's picture, and it'll take you right to the recipe section there. Try it. Send us an email. Tell us whether you liked it or not. If Louie didn't give you the best, like I got last weekend, the best dinner for the weekend, we'll fire
him. Buy you dinner.
Yeah. Doug will buy you dinner. It's 51 past the hour, and good day. Thanks, Louie.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Parsons from bestfares.com is here for this week's travel advice, a forecast, in fact, for winter and spring vacations. Traveling is not always what it seems to be. Actually, we ought to have a moment or two for these, 2,200 cancellations or something because of the weather on the East Coast. That's cleaned up. A lot of people will find their way home today, but tomorrow another storm will screw things up again. How do the airlines deal with that? And do they do it well? And how do you get fairly treated? Tom has some inside pointers on that. Plus, an example of how to use your head when looking for flight options. All that coming up here with Tom Parsons at bestfares.com in a moment.
Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN.
And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Okay, so first, an example of how to use your head. As many of you know, when I talk to Tom, I talk about my, I suppose, my connection, loyalty, if you will, to American Airlines, because I've been there for as long. I almost have almost 2 million miles with them, so the upgrades and the things that I want that I don't have to pay for pretty much bring me to them, and that's the whole idea behind those loyalty programs. However, once in a while, there's no good reason to do or stay with them, and probably you can say the same, Tom, for other legacy carriers. And the example I have is I'm going to drive the week after next to visit some stations down through where Richie is and into Texas, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm going to fly Charlotte and me the rest of the way from Dallas to Los Angeles. So I first went to American. They have 10 flights a day between Dallas and Los Angeles. So I figured, okay, this is going to be good, easy, and cheap. And so when I looked at what they're going to charge me for a one-way from Dallas to Los Angeles, which is twice what I would pay to do a round trip from Boston to Los Angeles, I said, no, this isn't going to work. So we went to Virgin and managed to find not only more accommodating circumstances for half the price, but also they take the my status at American and they apply it so that I get the same benefits from them. I thought that was kind of interesting. Has that been going on for a while, or is that a good tip for somebody to...
The airlines all hate each other. And therefore, if you're, what they'll do is put you in some... Like, now, the one with Virgin is pretty simple. But like United, if you wanted to take your miles and for your status and say, United, I want you to match it, Apple with what I've got with American, with United, they'll say, okay, we'll get you in this challenge. You've got 90 days. You fly 5,000 or 8,000 miles, and then we'll just extend your privileges throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So usually you have to call their frequent flyer desk. They're going to ask for proof. And you have to send them your most recent statement. And
which we did. Network bingo bango. Yeah.
But sometimes it takes 7 to 10 days to get to qualify. So,
But just an idea for those of you who are looking for options. Okay, what happens to people who are stuck today through the weekend because of the weather?
Well, I don't think a lot of people are going to get out. You said today they're going to clean up the mess. Today is Friday.
So normally it's a booked up the day anyway.
It's one of the bad days. I know that last week when we had the problems in Chicago, some people, I can't remember what day it happened, but they were told they would probably not be able to get on a plane for 3 to 4 days. Now, one of the things you got to remember when there's a winter storm, two things. If you live in Dallas and you're trying to go to Boston, you can't get there, and they told you to wait until Monday, and you said, wait a minute, I got to be back on the 3rd. Why am I going up there for 2 days? Then that comes, and if airlines have canceled your flight, then you got like carte blanche. You can do two things. They can interline you, or you can ask them for 100% of your money back.
Yeah.
However, if you're coming back home, you better call the airlines and get confirmed seat. I wouldn't spend an hour in the airport more than I have to get to confirm seat, even though you may have to wait 2 or 3 days.
All right. There it is. Some good advice. Tom's very good at giving advice when it comes to that sort of thing. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG.
1-855-79-YOUNG.